This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist with Kirkwood Gardens at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. You know, I admire people who grow things like canna lilies and dahlias. What do they need in the fall to be put away and prepared for next year?
In New Hampshire, our winters get far too cold for those plants to be able to survive from one season to the next. But you can save them from year to year by digging up their tubers or bulbs. And that's fairly easy to do. I usually do it once we have a killing frost. So once those plants have died to the ground completely, they'll more or less melt, if you will. Then I dig up the tubers or bulbs and just set them out on the ground. Then it comes down to storing them properly. So like you would do with a potato or onion if you're a vegetable farmer, you're going to brush away the dirt as much as you can, and then you're going to place them out of direct light so that they can harden off, if you will. That skin will actually get a little bit tougher on them, and they'll be all set up to survive the winter.
You make it sound easy, but I know there's another step.
There is another step. The next thing I do then is cut off any parts of the bulb that are rotten. And finally, I pack them up in a container like a box or a garden tote, either with moistened wood shavings or shredded newspaper, and store them in a cool, dry spot for the winter. For me, that means my unheated basement area that tends to stay around 50 degrees. If you have a garage that maybe gets a little bit of heat from the house, that would work. Basically, you just don't want those bulbs to get below freezing. But more or less, just set them and forget them.
So when I was up at Kirkwood Gardens, I saw a ton of big canna lilies. How many tender bulbs are you dealing with at Kirkwood Gardens that you dig up?
Several dozen. And one of the wonderful things I think about keeping bulbs from year to year is that a lot of them will end up propagating over the course of the season. So you can divide those rhizomes or those bulbs in the fall. Maybe store them or maybe give them away to friends right then and there. And that's what happens within the Kirkwood family too. Many of our loyal garden volunteers over the years have adopted some of our cannas and dahlias that have been growing for decades at this point. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.